I'm beyond mad. It's the news according to me. Yeah, enough of that. You know what? I don't know that I've ever been more livid about what's going on with this administration. There's just been too much. It's too much. The stuff that's starting to come out now is stuff we all knew, but yet now it's starting to be validated and vindicated. And I've got tea with honey and sugar in my cup, and it doesn't matter. It's not going to calm me down. I'm absolutely livid about this. Fauci is a lying sack of crookedness. All the stuff that he's going on, that's just COVID stuff. COVID crap. And I'm here to tell you there's more going on there than what we're being told, too. I've got some real serious speculation. It's that my gut has been right on all this stuff so far. And I'm going to go out there with that. But first, I want to talk about this Afghanistan situation. The stuff I'm hearing about what the State Department has said recently, my understanding is that Glenn Beck is involved in this, the Nazarene Project or whatever it is, to get people out of Afghanistan, U.S. citizens. State Department says there's only about 100 left. I guess those are the 100 that are insignificant. Apparently, they aren't the right gender or the right racial background or the right ethnic group apparently those are they're all the Republican people, all the ones that would vote against them. They're just going to leave them. There's only about 100 people there. That's not true at all. From what I've heard about people on the ground, what they're saying, they have no clue. Now, on top of that, this is what they're not saying. There are people who have permanent residency here in the U.S. that aren't citizens. They're on their way to citizenship. There are hundreds of them there still, if not thousands. And then you have all of the, quote, allies who helped us during the, the vast majority of them probably going to be slaughtered if they get found out. And this stupid State Department is handing them manifests and names. We're dealing with the Taliban. The Taliban, however the former vice president says it. We're working with them to get them out. The whole world is watching them. This is what Jen Psaki, idiot, just said recently. Just heard this morning. That's why I'm so livid. I don't have time to do this show even. I had to get it off my chest. It is absolutely pathetic what they're doing. Okay, then, so Psaki, she says, the world is watching them. The world is watching. We're watching them. We'll see if they're going to do what they're going to do. Here's my question. What are you going to do if they don't? Because that's their attitude. They're going to say, oh, you watch us. Watch what we can do. Just keep watching. What are you going to do about it? Nothing. We have no bargaining chips in this. I don't know what kind of crazy horse they rode into town this morning on January 20th or whenever it was they got, whatever. These people are insane. Absolutely insane. The world is watching them. And you know what? They're going to just keep watching them because nothing's going to change. They're trying to treat the Taliban like a legitimate government, or like they want to be a legitimate government. They don't care. They couldn't care any less about being a legitimate government. This is just beyond the pale. I know this show is going to be short because I've got to get going. I've got to go to work. I got some stuff to do. I got to travel today. We're already running behind. But I had to talk to somebody, and it might as well be you, because otherwise my head was going to pop off. I'm getting very close to cussing, and I don't want that to happen. So I'm depending on all of you out there to keep me sane. Fauci, Falsey, whatever you want to call him, is now, of course, being found out to have been up to his eyeballs in the whole manipulation of words and definitions of gain-of-function research and the number of dollars, tax dollars, that were being spent in the Wuhan lab. And not just the Wuhan lab. There are apparently 30 other labs involved in some of this research. Now, this is where I'm going to go out on a limb, folks. Because every time I see this whole situation, it just logically makes sense to me, and there's nothing you can tell me that's not logical. A president comes into office, begins to put pressure on China. China, who has ambitions to become a world-dominant power. Xi Jinping wants to be a leader forever. And in his lifetime, he wants to see China become the world-dominant power, to have control of the world's resources. Now, having said that, along comes President Trump, puts pressure on China. Many, many, many individuals in Congress, in the deep state, in the State Department, are in bed in one way or another with China and Russia. There are all kinds of under-the-table deals going on over there. It may not be them directly. Family members. Strangely enough, Hunter Biden is also tied to the Wuhan lab now, we find out. There were funds going back and forth there as well, involved in a company that also involves John Kerry's son-in-law, I believe. I think it's his son-in-law. This is the way they do this stuff. They keep it in the family. It's a family mafia business. This stuff is all happening. Okay, so we've got a president that they absolutely despise and hate and can't stand because Hillary was supposed to be in there and they were supposed to get their way, and they would have gotten their way, and China would have been on the fast track once again to getting their agenda taken care of, which lines the pockets of those in power here. China's gonna eat our lunch? Come on, man. That was from Joe. When you start to add up all the things that Joe says, this is what's really starting to irritate me. Because every time he makes a statement, I know the opposite is true. I have never seen more lies in my life come out of a world leader. I'm serious. If you get these vaccines, if you get these vaccines, you're not going to get COVID. Not true. The vaccines neither protect you from getting COVID, nor do they protect anyone else from you spreading it. So tell me again why it's required. Why is there going to be a mandate for a disease that in the general population has a 99.9% survival rate? tell me that again. Explain to me again why it's a mandated thing to stick our children with it. When children are virtually less susceptible to this thing than the common flu. The common flu every year kills more children. We don't mandate flu vaccines. What is up with this? Why is there such a press for the mandate? You get fired if you don't. You get treated like a second-class citizen. You get... It's just amazing to me, the hysteria over this thing. Now, think about this for just a moment. We have a president that comes into office, puts pressure on China. That president makes it very difficult for China to continue to push the United States around, as well as other countries. I mean, this was a world trade issue that he was dealing with. China was being set back about 20 years in their goal, if not more. Who knows what would have happened in the next 4 years? And they felt it. They felt the crunch. Their economic situation was getting difficult. They were having to comply with things. You have an underbelly of people here in the Washington area, on the Hill up there, who are in bed with China, who also don't like this guy. You have Anthony Fauci, who is a known leftist, globalist leftist, which is actually even worse, who has an agenda globally. In the tank with people like Bill Gates, George Soros, all the big money folks that are just sloshing money around to get their world agenda accomplished. The open society. And of course, it's being crippled by this guy in the White House who's continuing to be slammed in the media every day, putting words in his mouth, things he didn't say, making him out to be a horrible person, all the while reducing unemployment, reducing cost of living, increasing our independence on energy, on foreign energy, that is, making us a net producer, among other things. Oh, but the mean tweets. All this is going on, and then all of a sudden, whoops! There was a bat in a wet market that had this virus, and it got into the human population, and then it took off, and now the world is shut down. Yeah, and if you said anything about it coming out of a lab, you were a conspiracy theorist. You were banned from social media if you said anything about it. It's a conspiracy theory. You're a wacko. You're a conspiracy nut. Now it turns out that, yeah, it was, now the issue is, if you say it was intentional, you're a conspiracy nut. Well, I don't care. Call me a conspiracy nut, I guess, if you want to. Because here's where I'm going with this. This was no accident. This was done on purpose, and they knew it. They had everything in place to do it. They were able to quarantine Wuhan and the other little town next to it immediately, keeping the rest of China open. China also has a vaccine, by the way. And somehow they got a hold of the blueprints for our vaccine. That was pretty quick. Wonder how much they paid for that. China, their economy is now back up and running. Has been running all through the shutdown. They never shut their country down. They only shut down a couple towns, which, by the way, they also allowed to continue flights in and out of that town. Yeah. Europe was one of the biggest places that their flights were going in and out of Wuhan. A lot of business being done there. So we shut down flights to Wuhan. We shut down flights to China. What we didn't know was that flights to Europe were actually carrying the thing on a side path. And it got here. That's how it spread so quickly here. Right now, Australia thinks they're going to have a zero-sum game. New Zealand as well. They think that, we have had zero cases today. We've got this cluster under control. You're never going to get, you're going to have clusters the rest of your life, folks. If you're going to keep the nation shut down, trying to deal with the clusters, you're out of your mind. They're also saying, the people who are in the hospital right now are people who haven't had the vaccine. Okay, that's fine. That's this week. Yes. Here's the problem, you see. This thing was turned loose by the Chinese government, the CCP, to destroy the economy, which Trump was riding a wave of success on. They turned around, got him out of office, a very shady, manufactured way, in my opinion. And now, all of a sudden, we have a vaccine created by people who are also in the tank with the likes of Fauci and other people. Big pharma that everybody knows has never been trusted very well. I mean, to some extent, they're in the business of selling pills to deal with diseases. And if they can eradicate all diseases, guess what? They go out of business. So I'm not sure the motivation is there to really cure people. They want to deal with the symptoms, not cures. We will never have a zero-sum game with coronavirus. Coronavirus is basically the same kind of virus as the common cold. I'm not saying it's the same virus. I'm not saying it's the same symptoms. It's not the same virus. It's the same kind of virus. It has what's called animal reservoirs. It will never be out of our society. It will be on the earth forever. Unless we can figure out some way to actually kill a thing without killing everybody. This vaccine thing is what's concerning me. Why now all of a sudden, you have to get the first vaccine shot and then get the second vaccine shot and it's going to be 90% effective. Turns out it's not 90% effective. In fact, after a few months, we discover, now it's only 60% effective. And there's even reports saying that it's only 40% effective. And you have to have a booster shot. Every 6 months, you're going to have a booster shot against a virus. That you can still carry and still get. It's interesting some of these events now that they've had recently. They've had events with, you can only vaccinated people can show up. The U.S. Open, stuff like that. You have to be vaccinated to show up for this. So everybody that showed up was vaccinated. Be interesting to see how many people got COVID, especially the Delta variant. The Delta variant. There's the latest study in Israel. Showed that, which has, by the way, has the highest vaccinated population, is showing that people who've been vaccinated and people who have had COVID, the comparison between the two, you are 14 times more likely to get the Delta variant if you've been vaccinated than you are if you had natural immunity. Here's the problem with this. This is the difference, and this is where the issue comes in, whether it's spike protein or cytotoxicity that they're using to get this vaccine to through your body and to work. Here's the issue between those two things, and most people don't get this. And I'm not a doctor. I'm not a scientist. I don't know anything. I'm just a guy behind a microphone. I'm just giving my opinions here. I want to make that very clear. It's my disclaimer. I'm just going by what I'm reading and what I'm hearing from experts. My understanding is that your body is not, with the vaccine, is not developing T-cell memory. In other words, if you don't keep taking the vaccine, your body has no natural immunity. It hasn't. Your natural immunity will stay with you for a long time. In fact, your T-cells will even if you have no antibodies in your body right now, your body knows how to produce them again because your T-cells have that adaptation in them, the way I understand it. Whereas this mRNA virus vaccine does not do that. In fact, continued use of this, in my understanding, will degrade your immune system and it will become dependent to the point of your immune system collapsing. And the common cold will be worse than anything you ever had. This is my understanding of this stuff, and this is what concerns me about all of it. We're messing with our immune systems. Now, if I was 80 years old and not functioning well and didn't care, which I'm close to that, that's the way I feel. Maybe 20, 25 years from now. I'd say, yeah, stick me with that thing. Let's see what happens. What's the worst that could possibly happen? I die at 80 years old. I lived a full life. I may not feel that way when I'm 80. My dad was still working full-time when he was 80. Grandpa was too. I'm sure my dad would still be working full-time if he was alive. So there you go. I had to get all that off my chest, and I got to get going because I got stuff to do. But I just wanted to let you know that there's a way out of this. There is a way out of this, and if we just all wake up, not be woke, but awake to what's going on around us, the lies that are happening, the continued, they get done with Afghanistan. It was a success. It's a success because we're calling it a success. Just because we say so, that makes it so. And we're supposed to just move on from Afghanistan and ignore it. Well, that's not going to happen. I'm not going to ignore it. I think what they're doing is criminal. It's impeachable. The whole administration should be impeached at this point. The State Department should certainly be impeached over this whole thing. What's going on? The media will give them a pass and let them go. They don't care. Again. But I digress. If there's ever been a time we need to pray, it's now. Because I'm really concerned. Under normal circumstances, I would probably just say, take the vaccine and I'll just take this vaccine. Just take it. Not in this circumstance. I'm just not going to do it. Sorry. I got a trip coming up next year that I have to buy tickets for. It's down in the islands. Islands, man. And I guess I won't be able to go. A lot of people are going to be upset with me about that. But at this point, that's where it's at. I have the feeling the next couple of months is going to be very telling. And they're going to double down. They're going to make it sound like, they are definitely making enemies and making villains out of those who are unvaxxed. We're the problem. And I think by the time we discover that that's not the case, I think it's going to be too late. Big tech was involved in the whole thing with coronavirus. If that gives you any clue as well. Google, Twitter, and Facebook. So, yeah, that's all I'm going to say. Pray, folks. Pray for our nation. Pray for each other. Pray that we have wisdom. If there's something I'm not seeing, then I want to be able to see. If I'm just a wacko with some crazy idea, I need to see that. I'm willing to eat crow. I'm willing to say that I was wrong about this whole thing, and yep, nothing to see here. This administration is perfect, and they're doing their good job as best they can do, and there's nothing evil about this whole thing. Hopefully that's the case. I was totally wrong. I will happily and gladly admit it if that's the case, if I can become, convinced of that. At this moment, everything's leaning against that. So, once again, I want to thank all of you for listening. Thank you for being there for me as I rant. I don't mean for this to give you, get your blood pressure up, to just be a negative Nelly all the time, but we are facing some really tough time, and I don't know how any other way to joke about that. Because this is serious stuff. It's not going to be easy for some of us in the months and years ahead. So stay on your knees. Pray for our nation. Pray for our leaders. Pray for each other. Pray for especially the leaders in the church. And God bless everybody. God bless you all. Thanks for listening. Take care.